Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Gimel. We are holding on the very top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph at Ve'i Bayisayim on the third line of Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, and Hashem Shav Naliyah. It's also sponsored by Zev Belsky, Leila Nishmas, his grandfather, Harav Yoshua Yitzchak Ben David, Olav Shalom, a Talmud of Rav Baruch Ber, and the Mechaber of Sefer Melchemes Yoshua. His yartzeit is today, phenomenal Kol Melchachem, his Hashem Shav Naliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we were in the middle of the discussion of why the Mishnah is arranged the way it is, why it starts talking about the dinim of yados and kinuyim in the order that it does. So we're going to continue that discussion of the arrangement and the order of the halachos in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ultimately say that there are two different possibilities of how to be miyashiv the kasha of why the Mishnah doesn't first explain the din of kinuyim, just like it first lists the din of kinuyim before it lists the din of yados. Why doesn't it also explain the din of kinuyim and elaborate on the din of kinuyim before it elaborates on the din of yados? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, how do we even know there is a din of yados? Where do we see min haTorah that there is a din of yados? So we're going to try to show where we find it in Pesukim, and that's going to lead us into a discussion, since we find a double lashon in the pasuk that describes nazir lahazir, and also a double lashon about neder, lindor neder. So when do we say dibra Torah kalashon b'nei adam, and when do we assume that there's a drasha to be made? So we're going to have the sugya of Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. And then the Gemara is going to elaborate on a brisa that we bring, where the brisa talks about a nazir violating, the nazir is a type of neder really, so a nazir violating the issur of Bal Yachal Dvaro, where a person violates whatever commitment they had made, they violate their word, and violating Bal Ta'acher. So the Gemara is going to ask, how is that possible that a nazir could violate Bal Yachal and Bal Ta'acher? Meaning, after all a nazir commits to is to be a nazir, and then mimela all of the halachos of nazirus kick in. As soon as he says harini nazir, he is a nazir. You can't violate that. He is. It's a mitzius. It's what he is. That he could violate the halachos of nazirus, but that doesn't seem to be a violation of bal yachel. His commitment wasn't to the halachos of nazirus; it was to being a nazir. So that's going to bring us pretty much to the end of the daf. So let's begin again. We're on daf gimel amud aleph. Third line of the page, Ve'i Bayisayima. So the Gemara says there is another possible explanation for the order of the arrangement of our Mishnah. Ve'i Bayisayima Yados Aidi Da'asin Midrasha Mefarish Lohon Bereisha. You know why we start describing the din of Yados first? Meaning yesterday we were giving examples of Mishnayos throughout Shas, where it gives a list and then it starts the elaboration from the last item on the list, and other Mishnayos in Shas that start elaborating based on the first item of the list, and then go in order. And we said, yeah, lav dafka, you know, zimnin mefarish to the pasuk bereisha, zimnin hadasal mefarish bereisha, that there is no rhyme or reason, that throughout Shas it's just two different styles of Mishnayos. Or, says the Gemara, yados, aydi dasim midrasha mefarish lom bereisha. The Mishnah dafka wanted to be mefarish yados first, because yados come from a drasha, so it's a bigger chiddush, and we'd rather describe that halacha, which is a greater chiddush, before we describe that halacha, which is a lesser chiddush. So the Ran and the Rush both point out over here that the Pirusha Rush in Maseches Nedarim is on the margin of the page. So the Ran and the Rush both point out that the Gemara is not changing its mind from what we said, that there is no automatic order that the Mishnayos all go in. It's coming to tell us that even though we're not so makbid about the Seder HaMishnah, but nevertheless, in our Mishnah in particular, there is a specific reason why the Mishnah would first be Mefaresh, the din of Yados, and that is because Yados is derived from a drasha. We're not changing our mind that in general it's somewhat it could go either way, and there's no default. That a Mishnah has to be Mefarish the earlier din, or has to be Mefarish the later din. No, we're keeping that. That's true. But in our Mishnah, in our case in particular, there's a reason to be Mefarish the din of Yados first. So ask the Gemara, V'liftach hadin bereisha. Well, if there's a greater chiddush in the din of Yados, and that's why you want to be Mefarish it first, Why not also list it first? Why not mention it first? So says more miftach pasach bekinuyin da oraisa bereisha va'adam farish yados ta asin lemidrasha. We first start with kinuyin, which are something that counts mida oraisa, that works minat Torah, because we always start with the more obvious things. So we start by in our list at the beginning of the Mishnah by listing from most obvious to less obvious to least obvious. So we start with that which is da oraisa, and that's why we start with kinuyin and then yados. But when it comes to being mefarish, when it comes to explaining the dinim, so then we start with explaining that which is less obvious, that which comes from a drasha. Now it's a little bit of a funny label to give kinuyin as opposed to yados when you're trying to differentiate between kinuyim and yados, to say that kinuyim are da'oraisa. The Ran points out it does not mean that only kinuyim work minatorah and that a yad is not really a neder minatorah, that when one takes a neder through yados that it doesn't work minatorah, because yados we're going to see in today's daf the Gemara is going to ask yados hechaksiv, the Gemara is going to ask where is the drasha and the pasuk from where we learn yados. So clearly the whole sugya is going to indicate to us that yados are also din daraisa. The Gemara just means to say the fact that kinuyim work is a davar pashut and doesn't really require a special drasha. Yados, without a drasha, I would not have known the din of yados. So yados is more complicated, meaning that it's like Prima Gadim writes in Psicha Kaleles, we often like to think of two types of dinim. There are dinim daraisa and dinim darabanan. If we're being really detailed, so somewhere in the middle there's dinim midivrei Kabbalah. But in reality, there are many levels of dinim darabanan, and there are many levels of dinim daraisa. Dinim darabanan, you have a din darabanan that's a gezeira, and a din darabanan that's a takana, and you have a din darabanan that has an asmachta, and a din darabanan that doesn't have an asmachta. And by dinim daraisa, you also have different levels of dinim daraisa. You have that which is mefurash bekra, that which is only derived from the midrash hatar and drash ben, that which is derived only from, is only known from halacha l'moshe m'sinai, has no firm footing in the pasuk itself, and there are different those different levels are reflected in different rules that govern the different dinim daraisa. For example, that which is mefurish bekra, the chacham are not authorized to make a takana against that which is mefurish bekra, but they are authorized to make a takana against that which is derived from the midrash hatar and drash ben. So, because there are these multiple levels of dinim daraisa, that's what the Ran is trying to explain. That's what he's driving at over here. That's what the Gemara is saying. That we start with the din of kinuyim before the din of yados, because kinuyim are mefurash, kinuyim are explicit in the pasuk, where I need a drasha to derive yados from the pasuk. So kinuyim are a higher level and more obvious din da'oraisa than the din of yados are. Now it happens to be the mefarish over here in Dibra Maschil Mai says that yados only work mitarabanan, but all the achronim say he can't mean that, because again our sugya is going to say that yados hechaksiv, and we're going to quote psukim where we derive yados from. So now the Gemara is going to, as we mentioned, so the answer is we're miftach pasuk kinuyim daraisa bereisha, and then hadam mefarish yados tasan lemidrasha. Now later on we're going to have a machloka. So we already mentioned yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about where kinuyim came from. Like Rabbi Yochanan holds, what kinuyim even are. Rabbi Yochanan holds kinuyim are lashon umos, that it's some foreign language is kinuy. If you take another in a language other than Hebrew, that's kinuyim. Whereas Reish Lakish holds that no, kinuyim are particular lashonos that the chachamim were koveya that nedarim should work in those lashonos. So it's like their own rabbinic language that the rabbanim were koveya. So now ask the Gemara, hani chalaman diyamar kinuyim lashon nachrimim. This teretz that we're saying that the Tanna starts with kinuyim because they're more pashut, that works very well according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that kinuyim are lashon nachrim, that it's just a foreign language. So you could say that the din of kinuyim is more obvious. But if you assume like Reish Lakish that what kinuyim means is that it's a special language that the chacham made up that a person could take a nether with, so how can you explain how the Tanna starts with kinuyim and not with yados? According to Reish Lakish, the din of yados is derived from a drasha, and it's more pashut than the the din of kinuyim, which is not even from a drasha. It was something that the Chum came up with on their own. It's a language that the Chum made up on their own. So from the pashtus of the Gemara's kasha, it sounds like that only according to Rabbi Yochanan, the kinuyim are lashon nachrim, will it work min haTorah. But according to Reish Lakish, that kinuyim are lashon shetiknu chachamim, the kinuyim are only going to work. Are only going to work midrabanan. They're not going to be binding min haTorah. It's not going to be a neder min haTorah. However, Tosus and the Ran say that no, even Reish Lakish agrees that kinuyim are binding min haTorah. That if a person takes neder b'lashon kinuy, even though the particular language you're using for your neder is a language that the chachamim invented, but the neder that's taken with that language is binding min haTorah. And as we said yesterday, the Ran explains in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, because every language is just a matter of convention. So why should the chachamim be any less capable of making a matter of convention than everybody else is? But the Gemara means to say over here that only according to Reish Lakish, even though the Gemara only means to say that according to Reish Lakish, even though kinuyim work midal raisa, but they're not more pashut than yados, that the Tana should start with kinuyim. Adrava, yados are more pashut than kinuyim, because yados at least have a drasha that tells you that yados were kinuyim, or nischadesh alidei chachamim, eino chinami, they're binding min haTorah, but without the chachamim making up this language, they wouldn't be binding at all. It's only once the chachamim make up this language that they become binding min haTorah. Tosus then quotes another day of Rabbeinu Yechiel, that really Reish Lakish holds that kinuyim are only binding midrabanan, and that's what the Mefarish writes as well. But again, the pashtus is, like the Ran says, kinuyim are binding min haTorah. What the Gemara is asking is that according to Reish Lakish, that kinuyim are a language that the Chum made up, so when listing kinuyim and yados, it should have mentioned yados first, because yados is more obvious than kinuyim, and if we're going to follow that rule that we always mention the more obvious first, yados should have come before kinuyim. So says the Gemara, okay, meaning who said yados didn't come before kinuyim? Remember yesterday when one of the problems we had with our Mishnah is when listing it, it never even mentioned yados. It said kol kinuyim darim kinudarim charam kacham shvus kishvus nazirus kinazirus, and then it started being mefarish. It never even mentioned yados at all. So what do? We said chisuri mechzer v'achi katani. Right, that's what we quoted. The chisuri mechzer Rabbeinu Bechai. The chisuri mechzer doesn't really mean the Mishnah is missing something. It means our head is missing something. But there's something that we have to plug into the Mishnah anyway. So Mikatani Yados, Vilav Khsuri come Khsartala. Did it say Yados anyway? Didn't we anyway have to say Khsur Mechsa? Zakta Nam, Vitani Yados. Once say Khsur Mechsa, so don't plug in Yados after Kinuyim, plug in Yados before Kinuyim. You can plug it in wherever you want. So maybe in a Khirami, that the list as it was intended by Rabbi started with Yados, then Kinuyim, and then we mefarish. First Yados and then Kinuyim, and should read as follows. Kol Yados Nadarim Kinadarim. Kol Kinuyim Nadarim Kinadarim. And then we start being mefarish. Ve'eluhein yados. We're mefarish yados first as well. Ha'omer, because the yados are more. Because the yados come from a drasha, so mefarish them first. So ha'omer ve'eluhein yados. Ha'omer lechaveru ve'eluhein kinuyim. Konam konach konas. So according to Reish Lakish, that kinuyim are the lashon that the chacham were kaveya, there's a particular reason for the order of our Mishnah, that even when it brings the ikra din, that kinuyim and yados work, and also when it explains the dinim, it starts with the din yados, because they're more pashut, and not with the din of kinuyim, which the chachamim were mechadesh. So the Ran points out that in the end of the day, the Ran gives a sikum at the end of the sugya, that there are two ways to be miyashiv, the Gemara's kasha that we had in that base and base of why the Mishnah doesn't first explain the din of kinuyim before it explains the dinim of yados. Answer number one is that there's no hakpad in the Mishnah what to start to be mefarish first, and sometimes we start with the first halacha, sometimes we start with the last halacha. Answer number two, generally we're not makbid about the Seder HaMishnah, but over here there is a particular reason for being mefarish yados before kinuyim, and that is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah starts with the dinay kinuyim, which are more pashut, and in listing the din and in explaining the din, it starts with yados, because yados are derived from a drasha, and the Mishnah would like to be mefarish the dinim mechudashim first, even though it lists the dinim that are pshutim first. And according to Reish Lakish, both in the list at the beginning of the Mishnah and in the Perush, in the elaboration, it starts with Yados, because Yados are more pashut than Kinuyim, because Kinuyim, the Chachamim were Mesakin. So that's why Yados is the beginning of both sections of the Mishnah, according to Reish Lakish. Okay, so now that we know that, now that we've discussed the order of our Mishnah, so it says, well, let's get down to business over here. We say that there is this concept of Yados. V'yados hechaksiv. Where is it in the pasuk that the Chachamim are able to darshan that in neder eschal midin yad? The Rosh on daf beis amud aleph raised the question: why do I need to be mechadish a din yados by nedarim even without a din yados? The neder should be chal because a person is gomer belivo to take the neder, right? Meaning yad is that you say half of the lashon, but you mean the rest in your eye. You make that mental commitment. So the Rosh has a very important yisod in dinim of nedarim, and that is, had it not been for the din of yados, that we consider the first half of the sentence as if he said the entire sentence, the neder never would have worked, because the neder is never tofes b'machshavas halev. The Gemara in Shavuah says in Daf Chavav, Amar Shmuel gamar b'libo tzarech lotzi b'tzvasav. It's that neder has to be verbalized. Dvarim shablev v'reinim dvarim. So a mental commitment to doing something is not a neder. A lot of times, people that suffer with OCD are always convinced that they're taking nedarim. Right? That's one of the things that they think that any thought that entered their mind is a commitment to do something, and therefore they're bound by a neder or shvur or something like that. So the Rosh says no, doesn't, that's not true. Even if it wasn't just a fleeting thought and it was an actual commitment in one's mind, that is not a binding neder. Neder requires verbalization of the neder. So yad is not fully verbalizing the neder, and therefore I need a drasha to tell me that yados works. So says more, what is that drasha? Because the pasuk says ish ki afli lindo neder nazir la hazir la Hashem. The Tanya and the Brisa says, why is it a double lash of nazir la hazir lasos? Question what the girsa should be over here, but let's assume we're supposed to skip the parentheses. Yados nazirus ki nazirus. That tells me that a yad the nazirus counts as nazirus. Why do we skip the parentheses? The parentheses says lasos kinuya nazirus ki nazirus. That it makes kinuya nazirus ki nazirus and yados nazirus ki nazirus. So the Ran writes, you cannot have the girsa of kinuya nazirus ki nazirus. It has to be just yados, because the din of kinuyim is not derived from a pasuk. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that kinuyim are a lashon nachrim. You don't need a limud to tell me that kinuyim work. It's pashut that you could take a neder. There's no din that nedarim have to be taken b'lashon hakodesh. So of course you could take a neder in whatever language. And according to Reish Lakish, that kinuyim are a lashon that the chacham were misakein. So it's certainly not learned from a pasuk. If the chacham were the ones that were misakein it, so we don't derive from pasuk kinuyim nazirus kinazirus. What we derive from pasuk is that yados nazirus are kinazirus. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, namely elu b'nazirus. I would only know that yados works by nazirus b'nedarim minayin. How do I know that yados work for regular nedarim as well? Tamalomar ish kiafli lindor neder nazir la azir la Hashem. From the fact that the Torah associates nedarim and nazirus with each other, makish nazirus l'nedarim l'nedarim l'nazirus. That is a hekish to teach us that the detail of halachas that are said by nedarim will apply to nazirus, and in reverse as well, the pratim about nazirus will apply to nedarim as well. And the Brisa elaborates, or the Gemara elaborates, from nazirus we learn to nedarim ma nazirus, just like we know by nazirus asaba yados nazirus ki nazirus, that yados of nazirus are like nazirus, that you can be mekabel a nazirus even belashon of yados. So to nedarim, commitments to nedarim could be taken in the form of yados. The Ran raises a question: why do I need to learn nedarim from nazirus by a hekish? After all, why can't I just learn it from a mematzinu? Meaning, a hekish means that there's no automatic logical connection. A mematzinu is that, of course, we have binyanav. We have the idea in kala tarukula that kala tarukula is inyan echad, and if there's a din in one place, of course you apply it anywhere, everywhere else, unless there's a reason not to, unless there's some compelling case to make that you shouldn't apply it. So why do I need a hekish to associate these dinim? Shouldn't a binyan av work as well? This is the Ran's kasha and avdalim and beis and dibra maskel tesi. So the Ran suggests that since there's a pi of malchus on being mechalal the neder, that's chalal yidei yados, you wouldn't be able to learn from mematzinu because ain't on shemin adin. So the mematzinu, yeah, you'd be able to learn the basic din, but you wouldn't be able to learn the chi of malchus. I need a hekish in order to be able to apply Afiv Malkus. Somewhat of a chiddush, because what he's suggesting is that the klal of Ein Onshin Min Adin applies not only to Kal V'Chomer, but it applies to anything that's learned from a Memetzinu as well. So there's a big discussion in Achronim. Why is it that Ein Onshin Min Adin? Why, when I derive something from a Kal V'Chomer, can I not apply an Onesh in the case of something that's derived from a Kal V'Chomer? So it could just be Midihi B'Torah. That's just the nature of the Midah Shatarim Jashben, in which case it could be Kal V'Chomer, it could be Memetzinu, or it could be that maybe there's a Pircha in the Kal V'Chomer. That which we think is Kal is not really Kal. That which we think is Chomer is not really Chomer. Maybe there's some flaw in our logical comparison. That could apply to Memetzinu also. You think that these two dinim are comparable, and therefore you could apply from one to the other. Maybe they're not comparable. Maybe we're missing a detail that in some way they're not comparable. However, others explain that the reason that Ein Onshin Min Adin is simply that if what would we say? That if you have an Onesh of Malkus for this lesser Avera, then an Onesh of Malkus should for sure be Chayiv Malkus for the greater Avera, for the more chamur thing. But onshim are not there just stam because we like to punish people. An onesh is there to provide kapara for a person. So an onesh has to be appropriate for the avera. And if the onesh falls short of addressing the avera, then it's not going to provide the kapara necessary. And then you just stam assaulting the guy. Meaning if you're going to give malchus to a person who murdered somebody, so then he's not getting his kapara. And he's not getting his kapara. You're just beating him up for no reason. So you can't ein onshin min adin. Maybe about that, that it's only when there's a discrepancy in the chomer iser that I can't derive an onesh. Well, if that's the case, then by Memetzinu, there shouldn't be a problem of ein onshin min adin. So it is somewhat of a chiddush, what the Ran is telling us over here, that had I learned it from a Memetzinu, I never would have been able to give an onesh. Because ein onshin min adin applies to a Memetzinu as well. So now, anyway, the Gemara says, once we're making this hekesh, though, between Nedarim and Nezirus, there are dinim to derive about Nezirus from Nedarim, and they are as follows. Uman Nedarim, just like if a person is Mechalel, his Neder is Mechalel, his Dibur, he asks a loaf of bread on himself, and then he eats it anyway. So he's over Bebal Yachal, he violates the Yisr in the Torah of Lo Yechal Dvaro, and if a person takes a Neder to bring a Karban, and he delays Shalosh Regalim in bringing that Karban, he's Bebal Ta'acher, it's a violation of Bal Ta'acher, because the pasuk says, "Lo sa'acher l'shalmo sa'af nazirus over b'bal yachel b'bal ta'acher." So too, a nazir can violate an isra of bal yachel and an isra of bal ta'acher. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly how he does that, but a nazir can also be in violation of those yisurim. And we also learn other dinim that it says by nedarim that they should apply to nazirus. So, man nedarim ha'av mefer nidre bito. Just like by Nedarim, there's a din that the father has the ability to be mevatel the Nedarim that his daughter had took so that she won't have to be mekayim those Nedarim anymore. Pasuk says, that the father has that capacity, ubal mefer nidre yishto, and a husband has the ability to be made for the Nedarim that his wife takes, that Nedarim that involve inoy nefesh, or Nedarim that involve that relate to him as well, because that's also a pasuk. That a husband has the ability to be mefer. So those halachas apply to nazirus as well. That the husband is authorized to be mefer the nazirus of his wife, and the father is authorized to be mefer the nazirus of his daughter. So now we said in the brisa that the din yados of nedarim is derived from a heck to Nazirus. So that's the Gemara. Maishna gabe Nazirus. Why is it by Nazirus we said that it's so pashut that there's a din of Yados because of Dixiv Nazir la Hazir? Because there's a double lashon in the pasuk of Nazir la Hazir. Well, guess what? Nedar nam yaksiv lindar nedar. Meaning, didn't we go about this like in a backwards way? You want to learn the din of Yados. So we said, oh, where there's a double lashon, that must be an indication of Yados. And there's a double lashon by Nazirus, and then I'll take that and I'll apply it to Nedarim. This is a double lashon by Nedarim itself. I shouldn't need a hekish to be able to derive from Nazirus. Just say it's right there in Nedarim that you have a double lashon. So we should learn the din of Yados by the double lashon in Nedarim. So it says, "Mano ikas of Neder Lindar." If it would have said Neder Lindar, if the Torah would have been Mishana the Seder of the words and first been Makdim the Shem Davar, meaning the Shema Etzem, the Neder, and then said Lindar to take a Neder, describe the action. Kiddukas of Nazir Lahazir, like it does by Nazirus, it says Nazir Lahazir, so then Kiddukamir, then you'd be absolutely correct. Then we would learn Yadus Nadarim from the words of the Pasuk itself. Then Lot Tzarech HaKesha, we would not require a Hekesh. But that's not what the Torah says. Hash Duksiv Lindor Neder. Now that it says Lindor Neder, where it starts with the Pu'ula of Lindor, and then the Totsa'a, once you do the action of taking a Neder, now you have a Neder that is binding. So you can't learn anything from the double Lashon, because that's just a manner of speech. Dibur Torah, Klashon B'nei Adam. That's the way a person would normally speak. So since it's a normal manner of speech, there's no special drasha to be made. So because the Torah also speaks like people would normally speak. So the double lashon of Lindor Neder there's nothing extra in there to darshan from. And therefore, when the Brisa says that the din yados of Nidar, that when the Brisa wants to learn the din of yados by Nidarim, it has to learn from the Zerus where there's something extra. So the Gemara discusses Hani Chalamandi Islay Dibur Torah Klashon B'nei Adam. That works if you assume that Dibur Torah Klashon B'nei Adam, that the Torah will use a double expression in a normal manner of speaking. And therefore, there's nothing to see here. There's no drasha to be made over here, because the Torah is using a double expression in a normal manner of speaking. But if you hold that the Torah generally doesn't do that, it doesn't speak, what are you going to do with the kefa lashon of lindor neder? You can learn from that kefa lashon yados nedarim, but you don't really need to, because you can learn yados from the hekesh to nazirus. So the fact that I have a kefa lashon by nedarim and a kefa lashon by nazirus, and we never say dibur Torah klashon b'nei adam, we're just going to say that each one is coming to teach me some drasha. So what is that second drasha? What are we learning? So the Gemara answers that this Mandi Amar darshens the Pesukim in a different way than the Brisa that we quoted. Darshens the Pesukim that Darshle La Asos Yadus Nedarim Kinedarim. The double expression of Lindor Neder, that teaches me the din of Yadus. So Umakish Nazirus Lindarim. And it's the din of Yadus by Nazirus that's derived from Nedarim. Nazir La Hazir, now we have the double expression by Nazirus is really the extra one. The double expression by Nidara makes perfect sense. Double expression by Nazirus is what's extra. So that Darish Lay, Midarshin's Malamed, Shanazirus Chal Ala Nazirus. Oh, a different halacha. That a person says, Hareni Nazar Ayom, and then he says again, Hareni Nazar Ayom. We don't say that it's good enough to count Shloshim Yom of Nazirus. He has to count two consecutive periods of Nazirus. He has to count 30 days, bring a karban, and then another 30 days, and bring another karban. And because it says Nazir La Hazir, that tells me that someone who's already a Nazir could be Mekabel additional Nazirus. You might think that once you're in it, so what do you mean Mekabel Nazirus? I am a Nazir. So there's no mashmaus to what you say when you say I already Nazir, because you already are a Nazir. But Tosi Shalim explains that without this drasha, I would not have said that a Nazirus is Chal and another Nazirus, because the Pashtus of the Pasuk is talking about someone who's not a Nazir being Mekabel on himself to become a Nazir. So that's what this Pasuk is teaching me, that that even when I am a Nazir, I could be Mekabel on myself to become a Nazir. And Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom, that's derived from a Gematria. The Gemara Nazir derives from a Gematria that it says Yihiyeh by Nazirus, and the Gematria of Yihiyeh is 30 days. So it's two consecutive periods of 30 days of Nazirus. So the Gemara explains, or the Gemara asks, L'man Yom Dibur Torah Klashim B'nei Adam, if you hold the Dibur Torah Klashim B'nei Adam, so therefore there's no extra words over here, because by Lindor Neder it's just Lashon B'nei Adam, so there's nothing to darshan. By the double Lashon of Nazirus, we are darshaning Yados, now we're applying that to Nadarim. So Nazir Lazir Darsh Las Yados Nazirus Kinazirus, and we use the double expression by Nazirus to tell me the din of Yados, Shah Nazirus Chala Nazirus Minale. How does that cheat to know the din that Nazirus can be Chala Nazirus? Meaning, now that I've explained that the Shita that holds Lo Dibur Torah Klashon B'nei Adam has two drashas to make over here, so the Shita that holds Dibur Torah Klashon B'nei Adam needs an extra pasuk now to make this second drasha. So, well, maybe he just doesn't agree with all halacha. Maybe he holds that a Nazirus is not chal on an already existing Nazirus. That if you're already a Nazir and you say, Harini Nazir, it doesn't mean anything. But if he holds that it's taka true, that a Nazirus could be chal on an already existing Nazirus, where would he learn such a din from? You can't learn it from Nazir Lahazir, because we already darshan diados Nazirus ka Nazirus from the double lashon by Nazirus. Says the Gemara that it's possible to learn from the Pasuk both dinim. That if the extra word in the Pasuk would only teach me the din of Yados, then Neimakra Lizar, like it says by Nedarim, it says Lindar, and that would have been enough to teach me the din of Yados. My Lehazir, why does it say Lehazir? Shamina Tarti. So it must be it's telling me two dinim. First din it's telling me is from the Yisur in the Pasuk, we learn the din of Yados, and from the Mashmaus of the Lashon of Lehazir, we learn the din that a Nazirus could be chal on another Nazirus, because the Shidim Gwesis point out the word lahazir implies lahazir la'acharzman, meaning that you're accepting a nazirus that's not going to be chal right away. So what do you mean I'm accepting a nazirus not going to be chal right away? Harini nazir doesn't mean it's going to be chal right away. Well, if I already am a nazir, so then my second acceptance of a nazirus is not going to be chal right away. It's about something that's going to be la'acharzman, and that's the drasha. So the Gemara brings another way to be miyashiv the shita that holds dibur torah kolash me'adam. Again, according to the shita dibur torah kolash me'adam, the double expression by nedarim is just normal, nothing to darshan there. The double expression by Nazirus teaches me the din of Yados. So how do I know that Nazirus is going to be Chal Nazirus? I don't have a drasha to tell me that Nazirus is Chal Nazirus. So B'marav Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they explained is Tana de Mapikle li Yados min Lindor Neder. That there is a Tana that learns Yados from the pasuk of Lindor Neder, and that's the Tana that does not hold the Dibur Ketorah Klash V'Yadam. So you can learn the din of Yados from Lindor Neder, and Nazir Lazir is therefore there free to teach me that Nazirus is Chal Nazirus. But there's another Tana that disagrees, that learns the din of Yados from Kala Yotzi Mipiv Ya'aseh, that implies that even someone who's Motzi and Neder Beloshon Yad alone, the Neder is going to be Chal. And that must be the Tana that holds Dibur Torah Kolashim Ne'adam, that you can't learn the din of Yados from Lindor Neder. So that where do you learn it from? From Kala Yotzi Mipiv Ya'aseh. And therefore, that frees up the pasuk of Nazir Lahazir to learn the din of Nazirus, Chal al Nazirus. Meaning there is a third pasuk. How do I know this extra din? Because there is a third source. There's an outside source that we haven't that we haven't tapped yet. So it turns out that the Tana that does not hold Dibur Torah Kolash Me'adam and learns Yados from Lindor Neder will explain the pasuk of Kakal Yotzi Mipiv Ya'aseh to darshan that Neder that's Hutar Miksaso Yedei Chacham is Hutar Kula, that the Neder is not going to be Chal L'Chatzayim. It's only when everything that's Hotzi Mipiv is Chal is it Ya'aseh. But when not everything that's Hotzi Mipiv is Chal, then you don't have to do it. And the Tana that holds Dibur Torah Kolashim Le'adam, and you need the Pasuk of Kekola Yotzi to teach me Yados, is not Cholik on the Din of Neder Shutum Uksaso. He holds that you can learn from the Pasuk of Kekola Yotzi two things, because there's no limud from an extra Lashon, and that it's a limud from the Mashmaus of the Pasuk itself, and anything that you can get from the Mashmaus of the Pasuk is included in the Limud. And over here, both of the halachas we're trying to learn are there in the Mashmaus of the Pasuk. So we can derive both. Meaning that's what goes unstated in the Gemara. That from Kala Yotzim Piv Yaseh, it's Mashma, that even if you're only Motzi, Kala Yotzim Piv, anything that you're Motzi Piv, even if it's only a Yad, so Yaseh, there's going to be a Chiv to be Mekayim. And Kol Yotzi Mipiv Ya'aseh means that only when the entire thing, when the neder is entirely in force, only then do you have a chiv to keep the neder. Then you have but if it's batal mitzaso, if some of the neder is not in force, some of the neder is batal, then you have no chiv to observe to keep that neder. So now the Gemara discusses the price that we said before. So we had said Amar Mar Uman Nedarim over Bebal Yachol Bal Ta'acher. So we said just like by Nedarim, there's Nisr Bal Yachol, there's or Bal Ta'acher, so to by Nazirus, if you don't fulfill your commitment to Nazirus, you can violate these Yisurim of Bal Yachel and Bal Ta'acher. Well, Bishlam of Bal Yachel and Nedarim Mishkachas. I get how you violate Bal Yachel, but when it comes to Nedarim, Kigonda Amar, Kikar Zu Ochel, a guy makes a commitment, a neder, that I'm going to eat this loaf of bread, and he didn't eat that loaf of bread. That's the Girsa of our Gemara, Kivegar, the Galina Shas, just points out that we never find a neder become Vasei. A neder is always that he's asering a Chefza on himself, and it's not a Fiv Gavra like a Shvua. So it says, if he said Konim Shlo Ochel, then even though he's asering himself, it's a Lashon of Isra Gavra, but some of the neder is chal midin yad. But to take a neder to do a maisa, that we never find anywhere. So it's a little bit shver that that's the example of a neder of Bal Yochel that the Gemara is going to give. So the Paras Yosef says that we find in a case where a person takes a neder not to eat the kikar that's in front of him, unless he also eats another kikar. So if he eats the kikar that's in front of him, now he's mechuyev to eat the other kikar that's also there mitzad, and that's binding by his neder. So that could be what the Gemara means over here, but it's a very strange way to say a neder, that kikar zu. But anyway, it's a direct violation of what he committed to do. So then it's over mishum bal yachal devaro. Then it's a violation of bal yachal devaro. El bal yachal de nazirus hechem mishkachso. But where do we ever find bal yachal by nazirus? So kivud da'amar hareini nazir. After all, once the guy says hareini nazir, the nazirus is chal right away. So havale nazir. He is a nazir. So and therefore achal. Kamle bibal yachel. So if he eats grapes at that time, aside from the isser of bal yachel, he violates the isser of bal yachel. Shasa kamle bibal yishta. I'm sorry. Achal kamle bibal yochel. If he eats it, he's in violation of the dinim, the specific dinim of his nazirus of not to eat grapes. Shasa kamle bibal yishta. He's in violation of the specific din of nazirus not to drink wine. So in what situation is he violating only Bal Yachel, meaning Enochinami? When a person violates his Nazirus, it's a violation of Bal Yachel Dvaro. But it's also a violation of the specific dinim of the Nazirus. So it's not only Bal Yachel. So where do you ever have a Nazir that is in violation of Bal Yachel and only Bal Yachel? So Rava says, Enochinami, by Nazirus there is no such case, and you have to say that the Hekish is not like in other places where we compare two things through a Hekish where the comparison is full, where the comparison is 100%. Over here, the hekesh is only in what is shayach to compare. Lavar, lav b'shayim, to tell me that any violation of the nazirus is in fact a double violation. That not only is it a violation of the particular dinim of the nazirus, it's also a violation of the yisra of bal yachel. Bal ta'acher din nazirus sefer mishkachsa. Where do we find the yisra of bal ta'acher when it comes to nazirus? Kivin da'amar, after all, kivin da'amar reini nazir, habali nazir. Once he says, I'm a nazir, he is a nazir. Achal kamle b'bal yochal. And if he eats grapes, he's in violation of bal yochal, like any nazir, because he already is a nazir. So how can he violate bal ta'acher, which is like a delay in the nazirus? No, you are a nazir. The fact that you happen to not be behaving like a nazir, it's just a violation. Where do you find bal ta'acher? So ba'omer l'ksha'erza ehe nazir. When he says, when I decide, when I make the statement, you know, it's like when a candidate decides to run for office. I'm not announcing that I'm running for office. I'm announcing that I intend to announce that I'm going to run for office. So when I'm going to make the statement that I'm running for office, you know, that I'm going to be a Nazir, so then I'm going to be a Nazir. Yamar kisha'erza leka balta'acher. Well, if he says kisha'erza, whenever I decide, whenever I want to do it, well, then that's not balta'acher, because he's not delaying anything beyond what he committed to do. He committed to make an announcement at some time. So whenever that time is. That's not a delay. The guy says, I'm not gonna leave this world without being a nazir. From the time that he says that, he's mechayev to be mekabel nazirus on himself, and if he doesn't, he's in violation of bal ta'acher right away. Midi dahava, similar to the chashash that we find by a kohen that ha'omer le'ishto, who says to his bas yisrael wife, who is allowed to eat truma because she's married to a kohen, and he says, "Harezu kiteich, this should be your get that I'm giving you. Sha'a achas kodem isasi. It should be chal one sha'a before I die, right before I die. So asur lechel b'truma miyad. Right away, she's not going to be allowed to eat truma because we never know when he's going to die, and every moment might be that last moment before he dies. So over here also, he says, I'm going to be a nazir at some point before I leave this world. No one knows when they're leaving this world. Alma Aminan Kol Shaita B'Shaita Dil Mamayis. So you see that you say that every single moment from then on we have to be choshish that maybe right now the person is going to have a Shas Misa. So Achanami, so over here also that a person takes a neder that he's not going to leave this world without fulfilling a Nazirus. La Alter Avi Nazir. Right away he's Chayiv in Nazirus. Da Aminan Dilma Hashtamayis. Because we say that maybe now is the moment that he's not going, and he's never going to be able to be Mashlim as Nazirus. And therefore in order to fulfill his commitment, he has to do whatever he can to be mekabel to start practicing the Nazirus right away. And if he doesn't do it right away, that's a violation of Bal Ta'acher. But he doesn't violate Bal Yochel or Bal Yishte if he eats grapes and drinks wine at this moment, because it's not a violation of Bal Yochel or Bal Yishte until he's actually a Nazir. But he didn't make the formal commitment to actually be a Nazir yet. So that's how he could violate Bal Ta'acher. No, the case where he violates Bal Ta'acher is very simple. He takes the neder in the Zirus at a moment that he's in the Beis HaKvaros. He's in a cemetery, he's overwhelmed with grief, he's at his parents' kever or something, and he says, that's it, I'm going to be a Nazir. So he has to leave right away, be Matar himself, and be Makabal in the Zirus, and start observing that in the Zirus Betara. But if he then hangs around in the cemetery a little bit longer, he sticks around, so by sticking around in the cemetery a little bit longer, that is a violation of Bal Ta'acher. So Be'ez Hashem, we're going to start discussing those two answers of how to violate Bal Ta'acher in tomorrow's daf. So we'll pick up there tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos. Oh, yeah.